Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning. My guest today is Michelle Wimmett, who is Managing Director at Ability Beyond. Good morning, Michelle, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And pleased to have you here this morning. And tell our listeners a little bit about Ability Beyond for those who are not familiar.
Sure. Ability Beyond is a 65-year-old organization. We provide some of the most comprehensive care in Connecticut and New York for individuals with disabilities.
Okay. And you also connect people with autism with employment, I understand. And why is a program like this so vital?
So April is Autism Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And individuals with autism have an 88% unemployment and underemployment rate. And the services that we provide at Ability Beyond through our employment and transition services help these individuals obtain meaningful employment in their local communities.
And what type of employment preparation services does Ability Beyond offer?
We provide a variety of internship programs in key growth industries in Connecticut, in the restaurant business, hospitality, retail, warehousing, distribution. We provide individuals the opportunities to have internships in these different types of businesses. We teach them what we call employability skills curriculum, you know, how to work together as a team, how to take direction from a supervisor, and then we also help place them in employment.
Okay, and that's it. Once they're ready, how does Ability Beyond connect people with disabilities and employers?
So we have a long history of nurturing relationships with local employers and understanding what types of candidates they're looking to fill their jobs. We really try to develop partnerships with local employers, and so that way we can provide a pipeline of employees to them.
And as you said, it's a whole variety of different types of businesses that you work with.
Yes.
And how widespread is the problem of unemployment with people with disabilities? You mentioned 88%. That's a very large number.
Yes, unemployed and underemployed. Mm-hmm. So these might be individuals with amazing skills and talents, but they are underemployed, probably working menial jobs. And so we like to give them the opportunity to really kind of actualize and achieve those jobs that they can do so well.
And that's just it. Is it the disability that just turns some employers off, that they just feel that they would not be up to the job that they might have to offer?
It's not so much the disability. It's more in the job application process. Mm-hmm. If you think about how people find jobs now, so much is keyword matching through online sites. And if you are able to get into an interview, they're usually typically very quick. Mm-hmm. And so things that can be perceived as not good interviewing skills can impact the person's ability to get a good job.
Yeah, and nowadays there's so much more that goes into the process of both finding a job and employers looking for people. Everything is pretty much online. It's not like you're walking in with a piece of paper like a resume like you used to do. I mean, most people are finding jobs and employers are finding people online.
That seems to be how it's typically done. However, mm-hmm. It's still very much important to create those relationships with local employers, because if I know a small business owner or if I know a local manager who is looking for talent and we have that relationship, then I'm able to bypass some of that online application process mm-hmm. and just connect directly with the hiring people.
Because that can be so impersonal. You don't really get to know. You're looking at some facts or whatever on a piece of paper. You're not really interacting with the person and really kind of getting a feel for them in person online.
Right, and so much of hiring somebody is about establishing a relationship. Mm-hmm. Will this person be someone that I can work with, that will value the company? And we know that people get jobs through who they know.
Right.
And through our employment services, we have that network of who we know, those employers, those businesses. And so we leverage that network to help people with disabilities get those jobs.
And it's a good thing because there are a lot of people out there who really don't have any networking going on, and somebody like Ability Beyond can help them with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, are there other resources that Ability Beyond offers?
Yes, there's two that are key. We have an online career board specifically tailored for employers looking to hire people with disabilities and individuals with disabilities looking to get jobs with employers that might provide good opportunities for them. And that's at disabilitiesolutionstalent.org. And then the other resource that we have is really for parents who have children who are at that transition age between what we call 16 and 25 that are trying to figure out, all right, as my child emerges into adulthood, what are all the resources I'm going to need for employment, housing, legal matters, finance? And so we have an online resource center that has 8 videos that will really walk parents through that.
And that's something that's very important in parenting, especially nowadays where in many, many households, both parents are working and maybe have less time to spend at home. This is something that they can do that will help their children, perhaps even when they're not there.
That is true. And the other important thing about it is because we've put it in video format, it's much more accessible as opposed to going online and reading reams and reams of pages on the internet. So it's all there in context in video format.
Well, that's terrific. And I know that's probably the best way to do it. You also have a gala coming up in the near future.
Yes, it's our largest annual event. It's on Saturday, April 27th from 6:30 to 11 p.m. Our gala we use to raise money to support programs in Connecticut and New York for people with disabilities. It's a black tie event at the Amber Room Colonnade.
All right. And that's once again, April 27th, 6:30 to 11. And that is at 1 Stacy Road in Danbury?
Yes.
All right. And how long have you been working at Ability Beyond and in this field?
I've worked for Ability Beyond for 13 years.
Wow.
Yes. Quite a long time. It's a fantastic organization. I've worked there so long because of the great work that I'm able to do every day. It's very fulfilling.
Well, yeah, you really get to help a lot of people who really could use a little bit of an assist in this area.
Yes, and it's so great when you have been able to help somebody achieve their goals. It really is rewarding.
You know, and certainly people with disabilities have so many talents to offer, just like anybody else. It's just kind of getting a break and getting a foot in the door, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And that's basically what Ability Beyond helps them do.
Yes.
And anything else you would like to add this morning, Michelle?
Just that it's, it's Autism Awareness Month in the month of April, and we thank you for the opportunity to come on the station and for your support.
Well, you're welcome. And once again, for people who would like more information about this or about the gala, which is coming up on the 27th of this month, where's the best place to go again?
You can go online at our website at abilitybeyond.org.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is Michelle Wimmett, Managing Director at Ability Beyond in Bethel. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.